This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've been studying 1 Peter 3, 15 and 16, using the Focus and Amplify study method. I felt the focus is on being prepared to give a persuasive answer about our hope in a hopeless world. In our last visit, we amplified the first point, having a proper relationship with Christ. Now let's amplify the second point, having a personal rationale for our hope. We should be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you about your reason for the hope you have. For many, our hope is intangible and hard to understand. Nothing seems certain in our world. What gives security to someone today might be snatched away tomorrow. Shattered dreams are common. Many anticipate disappointments as a part of life. For most people, hope is nothing more than wishful thinking. If at all interested, they want to know what our reason is for our hope, and they don't want it explained in an abstract way. They want to know what your personal rationale is for your hope. Have you given much thought about this? Are you prepared to give an answer to the inquiring mind? Is your reason logical? Is it biblical? Is it clear so you can remember and articulate it on the spur of the moment? We are challenged to always be prepared. Let me suggest that if you have a proper relationship with Christ, it should motivate you to think through your reason for the hope that you have. Write it out. Have other believers evaluate your reason. Then memorize it, so you will always be ready to give your answer to the inquiring heart. If these messages have been helpful, I'd like to hear from you. Ludgolds@outlook.com.